Well, I think we'll get started with a minute of silence, and others can join us silently as they will. But just as a way to come into the room, settle, to move across the threshold from whatever you were doing to our gathering together now. Hello, everyone. So good to see you here. I always love even a single minute of silence, how it can settle and just sort of calm the whole system. I thought I would focus today on kindness and particularly on loving kindness. The Buddhist word is metta out of the Pali, but it's a word also that is in the King James Bible 30 times and translated from the Hebrew hesed, which I'll talk about a little bit more in a minute or two. And I thought I would focus this week and next week, possibly even a third week, on loving kindness, on different sort of the concentric circles of loving kindness. And this week we'll focus on kindness toward the self. And I wanted to start out with a story, and those of you who have been in earlier classes may have heard this story before, but I truly love it. So it doesn't get old to me. I hope it doesn't get old to you. And it's about a woman who was very important to my mother when my mother was a child. And my mother came from a family where there was something quite broken about love, particularly with her own mother, and which was true with her siblings, her mother's relationship with her siblings, but particularly toward my mom, who snuck in at the last possible moment when my grandmother was 48 or 49. And my grandmother became very ill after that. She had right after the pregnancy delivered, got very severe osteoporosis, and she was really crippled and in pain for the rest of her life. And she blamed my mother. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be sick. I didn't want you anyway. It's hard. But my mother did have love in her life, in her older brother, who was 25 years older, and his wife. And particularly in this family friend who my mother referred to as Aunt Zoe. And she wasn't a blood relative, but she was very close to members of my mother's family and just adored my mother, just loved her to her bones. And she was a roly-poly woman, just sort of jiggly and giggly and just full of love for everyone she met. And my mother told me these things about Zoe, but I really only have one specific story. And I'm just amazed at how this story has been important to me through my whole life. And this would have been in the 30s. And when, you know, the whole flapper craze and Zoe bought, there were these binders for women to bind their make themselves into flat flappers. And so we decided to get one of these binders. And my mom was with her. And, you know, as a child, to sit while your mother or your grandmother put on their makeup at their dressing table, back when people had dressing tables. And my mom was in the bedroom with her. And Zoe was trying this binder. And she was roly and poly. And anywhere she bound, it popped out on the side. And she was looking at herself in the mirror and just started laughing hysterically. And she just wasn't made for a binder. And my mother just talked about the joy of that. What I hear in that story is Zoe's complete acceptance of herself. This is who she was. She wasn't a flapper. And even the thought of it just sort of, when she got to thinking about it, tickled her. And that acceptance she had for herself, that self-love, was what flowed out into the world around her, and her ability to just open and be loving to these people around her. And all these years later, Zoe, I never met Zoe. She was long gone by the time I came into the picture, but her legacy is this loving nature. And it's really captured in that story for me of how she could be at peace with herself, so she could be at such peace and openness, at openness with others. I mentioned that loving kindness is mentioned in the Bible, and it's the Hebrew word hesed, translated in the King James Bible as loving kindness, and it's the love of God for humankind, the love of humankind for God, the love of one person for another. And the biblical scholar Ralph Davis wrote about it that hesed often has a particular flavor. It is not merely love, but loyal love. Not merely kindness, but dependable kindness. Not merely affection, but affection that has committed itself. And I came across this maybe a year ago, and I have reread it. And it's really profound and has grown on me. It's not merely love, but loyal love. Not merely kindness, but dependable kindness. Not merely affection, but affection that has committed itself. And again, to go back to that story of Aunt Zoe, these are not words that she would have put to it, but I think hers was a loyal love, a dependable kindness, a committed affection. In the practice, in mindfulness of loving kindness or metta, traditionally it begins with kindness, loving kindness for the self. The next circle is loving kindness for our beloveds, for those who are closest. The third circle is loving kindness for people we don't particularly know, neutral people, the clerk at the store or the taxi driver or the doctor that you see across the hall in the hospital. And the largest circle is loving kindness for those that we don't like. We may even see as our enemy. But it starts first with this love for the self. And that's often particularly hard for Westerners. We don't like people who are in love with themselves or who have a particularly high opinion of themselves or are in love with the sound of their own voice. But that's, nobody likes the braggart, but that's really a very different thing. That's narcissism. And narcissism is cold, it's insular, it pushes other people away. And the sort of loving kindness, the love of the self that we're talking about, is that love of one's own essential nature, of one's own ability and right to be here on this earth in a loving way. And that's a very giving thing. That's the difference between the self-love that Zoe had and the self-love that certain politicians that will go unnamed might have for their own selves. And that's a giving, loving kindness. You know, on the plane, they say, in case of loss of altitude, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. And that's really what loving kindness directed to the self is. It's nurturing the self in that way, being available for the self in that way, that the self can then be available for others. So I'd like to do something in this meditation today. And at some point, I'm going to ask you to really regard your own self. And so I'm going to ask you, if you can, at this time, to pin yourself on the Zoom screen. And let me give you instructions for this. And different devices are different. If you can't do this, if this doesn't happen easily for you, don't worry. You can simply imagine yourself in a mirror. And we've all looked at ourselves enough that we can fully do that. But if you can, just without too much fuss, pin yourself, do that. And the way to do that is on a computer. If you hover over your own picture, there should be three little dots that come up in the upper right-hand corner of your picture. And if you click on that, you can go down about three lines and it will say pin. I think if you're on a phone and you're using the camera, that just clicking on your own picture will pin yourself. And so just take a moment to try this, and don't fuss with it. If it doesn't happen, or if you don't have a camera today, don't worry about it. You'll be just fine. So, and if you haven't, it hasn't happened by now, don't worry about it anymore.